Hey everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.tv, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder.
And right now, everyone is wondering about the attack on Nancy Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul. Everyone from the mainstream media to Elon Musk to even Hillary Clinton has an opinion about the exact details, but it made us look deeper into the events happening around the story.
What controversy was stirred up? How is data traveling totally differently now that Elon has acquired Twitter? Well, in this Edge of Wonder Live, we're going to talk about all the clashing narratives in the news. So let's get started. We'll see you out
on the edge.
And are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Please remember to give us a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people. Ben,
that would be great. Yes.
How are you doing, Rob? How's your Halloween?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Did you dress up yesterday?
No, not really. Not yesterday. I didn't actually. Did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
No. Yeah.
I was pretty lame. Just did my normal thing. And then I kept getting confused about why people were dressed up everywhere I went. Like, I show up at the gym probably at like 7 or 8. And I'm like, why is that guy dressed up like a Jedi? It took me like 30 seconds. And I was like, oh, it's Halloween. And
Halloween
dressed up like a Jedi to go to the gym.
Got it. That's pretty funny. I did go to some friends of mine. They invited me to this restaurant bar over the weekend. I didn't think anything of it. I was like just wearing that outfit that I had on.
Yeah, Thursday. R2 Ben 2 or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever day it was. I guess it was Thursday. I don't even know. So then I was just like, I just went out and it was so hilarious because they were having this costume contest. I was just watching. I wasn't going to participate. And then everyone's like, oh, you should join in this. And I end up winning second place. So, totally random. So anyway, it's just kind of funny. I was like the last thing I was expecting. So pretty funny. But anyway, all right.
Speaking of costumes,
yes.
Should we talk about Elon Musk's costume? What do you think is going on with that?
That is a very interesting question. So I was kind of like, looking,
Lindsay, you got to pull this. Here we go.
What people are saying on both sides of the spectrum here. It's like out of everything out there, he chooses this.
Yeah, it's very, very, very specific, isn't it?
It kind of is. Yeah, as you can see, guys, there's an image of Baphomet and it has an upside down cross on its forehead. And there's a couple more upside down crosses in this thing. This thing is made of leather. It sells on a New York site called Abracadabra in New York City.
Sounds like Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's like Abracadabra. It's just a Halloween / costume shop. I guess a lot of celebrity people kind of get some things there. You can rent or buy it. This particular costume costs $7,500 to purchase or $1,000 to rent. I mean, on the surface, it's kind of cool. This like armor thing, but the name of it is called Devil's Champion and it's about Baphomet. It's like saying like Baphomet is the Devil's Champion and that's what this outfit is. I thought maybe it was a reference to some video game because, you know, he's always kind of talking about video games and stuff like that. So I thought maybe, you know, this was something to do with it. People online are saying like, is he just like trolling things like people and kind of the global elites or, you know, what is going on? I'm just like, out of all the things he could dress up as and everything that's like, you know, how sensitive people in our community are and then how crazy they can be on the left. It's like he kind of chooses this costume, which gets everybody riled up on kind of both sides. Some people are like, is he trolling, you know, things? So this is from this one account says, Anyone else not a fan of Elon Musk's Baphomet costume with an inverted cross, or is it just me? What would make you pick this? I mean, that was kind of my question too. Baphomet has been trending
all day. Where did he go yesterday? Where was he in this?
So that's the crazy thing. Heidi, what's her name? Heidi Cullum or Cullum? Shoot, I can never
say that.
Klum. Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, okay. So it was her costume party, and she dressed up as a worm. It's the freakiest costume I think I've ever seen in my life.
So she was invited to Heidi Klum, her costume party.
And that's what he wears to it. Meanwhile...
Who else was at this event, I wonder?
I don't know. Lindsay, can you...
I kind of feel like... I don't feel like he makes rash decisions.
I agree.
So I'm just curious, because the thing is...
dude, that's her costume. That is Heidi in this worm thingy.
That's really uncomfortable.
It's like the weirdest. I think this is probably the weirdest costume I've ever seen in my life. Like, it seriously looks like a real worm. She doesn't even have arms. And it's like you can barely even see her face. It's so freaky. It's so weird. So this is what he wore that costume.
But this looks like, isn't this that, could it be that worm from Alice in Wonderland? You know, that
it does thing? Kind of look like that, but I don't know, man. This definitely got like super creepy vibes all over it. I mean,
you guys who are just tuning in, I think there was some tech difficulties at the very beginning. If you're tuning in on Rise.tv, that was a image of Heidi Klum and her Halloween outfit. Now, we're talking about Elon Musk's costume last night at her Halloween party, which was, Ed, Lindsay, if you can pull this up, which was basically him dressed up like the devil's warrior or something.
It's the devil's champion.
Yeah.
What's the title of this outfit.
That's the title of that outfit.
And that's his mom to the right. And I'm not sure who the woman on the left is.
Well, so, and then you can see, like, we were talking about, like, Baphomet, the head, it's like a head of Baphomet with, like, an upside down cross. And then we were talking about, like, why would he do this? Like, why would he wear this, right? And obviously, right. It's a Halloween costume, so you can kind of, like, wear whatever you want. That's kind of, like, the idea with Halloween. I think a lot of people are used to looking into these things, right? But the only thing I think I'm just wondering is it could go either way. Either one is he's sending everyone a message about who he is. Okay, that's one explanation. The other explanation is, how does he almost, like, in a way, he's kind of trolling them by wearing this, because this is their belief system.
That's true.
At the back end, deep into the back.
Yeah, that's true too.
Wearing this is almost like, in a strange way, sort of a troll to the entire thing, right? And also, honestly, this, in a really weird way, really keeps him under the radar. Because if they're all of this belief system and they see him wearing this, maybe they think he's a part of this. I don't know if he's a part of it or not. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, there are different ways to look at all of this. Like, all I know is... there are certain things that Elon Musk does that scares me. And then there are certain things that he does where I'm like, wow, this guy seems to have a sense of justice.
Yeah. This. Yeah. And someone in chat says he looks like a lobster.
it does. Actually, he looks, look like he looks exactly like he belongs in the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Like, well, that's why
from the house of.
I actually checked to see if it was from a video game, because that's what it reminded me of. Now, this is funny. Someone says probably just didn't want to get shot. So it's like, you know, you just bought Twitter. So it's like, well, maybe if I show up in something they approve of, they'll think I'm one of them, you know?
Yeah,
like
totally.
You said. So, and then other people on Twitter are just like, dude, it's Halloween. Like, you guys are looking way too deep into this. You
well,
know?
And but, that's the thing. Like, really think about it. Him wearing that in a way on Halloween, it's like he's dressing up like the scariest thing that he could think of. Like, I don't know what he thinks about Halloween, you know?
Like, yeah. And the other thing is, you know, he's not a Christian. He doesn't necessarily believe in.
Like, no, and his last wife might have been a simulation. according to him.
Yes. And he does, you know, he is into like transhumanism stuff too. So it's like, you know, by all means, this guy is not, you know, he doesn't have the right understanding of a lot of different aspects of what we would consider, you know, more upright things. But I can say that Twitter is a whole different world since Elon purchased it. And it's been fun, actually. I haven't had this much fun on Twitter since Trump was there.
Yeah, Ben, did you see that I made a new Twitter account?
You did. Okay, awesome.
Actually, Lindsay, you can pull it up. It's I couldn't get at Rob Counts again. There's some weird guy that's got my account. Rob Counts official was taken. So I did at Rob Countdown.
That's so funny.
And I actually posted something if Lindsay will pull it up, and it's actually a pretty funny post related to Halloween. So here I am right here. Scroll down a little bit. Check your kids' Halloween candy carefully. Someone tried to kill me with a Snickers bar.
That's hilarious.
What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So those tweets are actually, or those memes are going around everywhere right now. Like,
yeah,
check your kids' Halloween candy, you know?
Yeah, I've gotten about 100 followers over the weekend, and that's more followers than I've gotten in the last like 8 months combined.
At least, yeah.
So, yeah. In fact, I don't even think I've grown in like a year, like even one subscriber. So I was like, I started getting notifications on my phone about Twitter. That's the first time it's happened since my old Twitter account was suspended, honestly. So I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually getting like reactions now, so people are seeing me. So I'm really actually quite shocked about that, even though I'm not getting like a whole lot of engagement, but it's better than two that I was getting last time. So and I'm still trying to reactivate my old account. It's still suspended. I can still access it. I just can't like post anything, and I can see all my posts actually. And I was like going through my old Twitter, and I'm like, wow, I was posting some pretty cool stuff actually before I was suspended. But I just feel like the playing field is a little more leveled now.
Yeah.
You know, the terms, like some of the stuff that was trending the other day, I couldn't even believe it. And it was like all day long, wasn't like taken down. So pretty interesting. But yeah, so that, honestly, I was really surprised over that. I mean, going back to Elon and his costume and everything, you know, I hope that it's just he's just thinking, yeah, it's just Halloween and I want to get this because it's cool, you know, and not because it has like a deeper meaning behind it, but you never know. And like I said, I know everyone in this whole community, we're so sensitive about everything. As soon as we see anything satanic, it's just like, what is going on here? You know, and everyone starts diving into it. And I'm like, dude, Elon has to know this stuff though. So that's why I'm like, I don't know if he's just being a big troll for everybody, or, you know, if he's just like, I just like this is cool. Or if he's really kind of part of what's happening. But, I don't know. We can get into that a little bit more. And I actually have some deeper thoughts related to it, but I kind of want to save those when we go on Rise, because they kind of involve like things related to
hammers,
hammers and Clinton side.
Clinton. Yeah. What does that mean?
Find out on Rise TV, because don't want to talk about that here. So,
well, why don't we, we're going to play a trailer right now, you guys. We'll do this right now, and then we'll get into what the strange
hammer time
things that are happening at the Pelosi household. And we may even play Hammer Time. So this is a trailer for our transhumanism series, which happens to relate to Elon Musk because he's obsessed with putting chips in people's brains to combat AI. We'll see how that goes.
Part ape, part human hybrid, cyborgs and Terminator technology already existing, sentient robots becoming indistinguishable from people. No, it's not the plot of the new Matrix movie. This is our reality, a transhumanist one. How does transcending humanism tie into eugenics, Darwinism, and even cloning? Is there any part of our world that transhumanism hasn't touched? Is resistance futile? How can we rage against the machine?
Stop. Hammer time. Yeah, so if you guys are watching us on podcast, God bless you, and please leave us a 5-star rating and review so we can reach more people. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so we can talk more about hammers.
So then, I got a lot of questions here.
Yeah,
lots of questions. But probably before we get to some of those burning questions on my mind, we probably want to do a little review over exactly what the hell happened at the Pelosi's house,
which is still confusing. But
just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the official narrative, according
the official narrative,
the one that's, I should say, the Hillary Clinton approved official narrative is that, okay, an assailant broke into their home, violently assaulted Pelosi, or Mr. Pelosi, Paul Pelosi. And of course, you know, that's horrible. No matter what the situation is, this is just horrible. The San Francisco Police Chief William Scott told the media on Friday that officers found Mr. Pelosi and the suspect holding a hammer. This is where it gets a little bit confusing. There's conflicting reports about this. Some say there was two hammers, that each one of them had a hammer. Other reports said that they're holding one hammer and Paul let go, and then David hit Paul when he let go. That this is why it's a little bit confusing. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. This is what the police chief said. And then he goes on to say, quote, our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, and took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. I have some questions over that, which we'll get into in a moment. And, okay, both men were allegedly taken to the hospital. David was charged.
Both men were taken to the hospital for hammer injuries?
That's a good question as well. Like I said, there's a lot of questions, a little less answers. And the narrative just, this is why I have a hard time with this. The narrative has been kind of changing depending on who's telling the story. So it's like, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here. I'm just trying to be more of a reporter and get to the bottom of what exactly happened.
What's weird here is, okay, so like the official narrative. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he did have that he had websites and that he was promoting Donald Trump and QAnon conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And
okay. Let's get into that in a second. Blah, blah,
blah. Yeah.
Let's get into that in a second. So first is San Francisco Police Chief William Scott told the media on Friday that officers found Mr. Pelosi and the suspect holding a hammer.
Yes. Now,
quote, the suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi. So Pelosi had the hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
Oh, my God.
Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid. Both men were taken to the hospital.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. The police are there. they're either have each one of them have a hammer or they're arguing, they're fighting over a hammer. David takes the hammer. The police watch him hit Nancy Pelosi's husband. Then they're like, oh, we need to take action. Then they tackled him.
Or yeah, where they were just having a discussion in their underwear. These men are in their underwear.
They're both in their underwear, by the way, which
they're
is
all
missing.
Having a discussion.
Yeah.
The discussion is like, true. So hey, guys, what's going on here? Yeah. And someone's got a hammer. And then that guy somehow takes the hammer away from Paul Pelosi, even though Paul Pelosi called the police because there was a armed suspect in the house and they didn't have the guy in, like, they didn't physically have
a hard time putting this together.
Yeah. And also like, if the guy was already trespassing in the house and the police arrived while the guy was there, they would have put him in handcuffs right away. It wouldn't even have been a thing. So how was this guy able to get the hammer out of Paul Pelosi's hands to hit him with it?
And not only that, it has been 100% confirmed. Okay.
So
Lindsay is saying, or you go ahead, Rob.
The police showed up and both guys were holding the same hammer. Whose hammer was it?
Okay, so they're holding the same hammer. They're arguing over it. The police are like, drop the hammer. And then Paul Pelosi is just like, okay. And he lets go. And then the guys, like, while the police are watching this guy then attack Nancy Pelosi on the head. And then in the meanwhile, so we didn't even get to the part where Pelosi made the 911 phone call to call the police, which, by the way, they have alarm systems on their house. The guy broke with the hammer. He broke a window. Why didn't the alarm go off? And the dude's in his underwear. So he just
hammers all around the house.
So my question is, did he take off his clothes when he got to the house, or was he just strolling down the street in his underwear, just going to?
Yeah. So he would have had to enter the house, take his clothes off, pick the hammer up and go to attack Paul. Am I wrong here?
Yeah.
He exited a car in his tighty whities and entered the house in his tighty whities.
Well, that's the other thing. It didn't say how he got there. There's so much missing information. And you guys, we found some explosive stuff, which we're going to get into, mostly related to his website. But we're going to save that because there's some very explosive, detailed information and how none of that's going to add
like
up.
Every time you say explosive, I feel like there's something gross coming after in this context.
Well, Nancy Pelosi was in the bathroom.
Okay, So the alt Pelosi, what the alt media is saying, just to help you guys out here, the alt media is saying that this guy is unstable and that he's a nudist. Like, this is like the what he does.
Well, that's true. That's not a conspiracy. That is 100% true.
Yeah, but being a nudist doesn't mean you show up at Paul Pelosi's house in your underwear.
That's what doesn't make any sense. And okay, so let's play. Lindsay, can you show the 911 call? This is the official 911 call that Paul made. So somehow this dude comes in with a hammer. Paul Pelosi in his underwear says, hey, can I use the bathroom? He goes in the bathroom. Supposedly his phone is being charged in the bathroom because, you know, like, Rob, where do you charge? You charge your phone in the bathroom?
I do not charge my phone in the bathroom unless it's an emergency.
Because, you know, that's, I guess, not a normal thing to do. But I guess if you're Paul Pelosi, you charge your phone in the bathroom. And then
he was charging before the guy broke in. He was in bed and he was charging his phone in the bathroom.
I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's...
No, it doesn't, Ben. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, the media wants it to make sense, so that's what the media is saying. But play this, Lindsay. This is the official call.
2640 Broadway, across of Scott and Normandy. Hey, 14 Hour, copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused.
Yes, code 3 to 2640 Broadway for 14 hours. Everyone call the license division units on scene 2640 Broadway. Special call medic 66, location 2640 Broadway.
2640 Broadway, across of Scott and Normandy.
So wait a minute. So at the beginning of this, don't take it down, Lindsay. So at the beginning of this, he says that the guy was a friend, or he wasn't, and he was confused.
Okay, so the exact quote is, okay, so this is the 911 caller saying this. Okay, no, I mean, you don't hear Nancy Pelosi's voice, actually. I keep saying Nancy. I meant Paul, Mr. Pelosi. What he say? So the 911, the guy on the other end of the 911 says, doesn't know who the male is, but he advises that his name is David, and then he said he's a friend. And then he's like, it's like he sounded somewhat confused.
So he's drunk, in other words, because this guy is an alcoholic, potentially.
I mean, yes, he just got a DUI not too long ago, right? Right. No, and the media is not bringing that up. It's like this dude got a DUI. This is like 2 a.m. Some guys.
2 a.m.
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi is third in line to be president. Their home has 28 video cameras, massive alarm systems. I'm sure there's like somebody that's like constantly watching their house every once in a while. Nancy Pelosi's not there. The guy's like there to go after Nancy Pelosi. She's not there. You would think that he would, if he like planned, he just like randomly on a whim just say, I'm going to go over and break into Nancy Pelosi's home. You would think if you were planning this out that you would look up to see if Nancy Pelosi was even home. That's the thing that doesn't make any sense to me. This guy went through this whole plan of
how did he break into his house?
Okay, so
this doesn't make sense.
There is some photos of this. Lindsay, can you I'm not sure where this is in the doc, but I think I put something about window in here. We got a couple things going on. Trump. Okay, so first, okay, actually Trump weighs in. And then it's right after that. So let's go to Trump first, because Trump just announced this today. Trump said, and I think he was being interviewed somewhere. He said, this is like, you know, CNN, but this is a direct quote from Trump. He says, it's weird things going on in that household in the last couple of weeks. You know, probably you and I are better off not talking about it. The glass, it seems, was broken from the inside to the out. And, you know, so it wasn't a break-in, it was a breakout. That's such a great line right there. And then he says, not a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but what happened was very sad. The whole thing is crazy. I mean, if there's even a little bit of truth to what's being said, it's crazy. But the window was broken in and it was strange. The cops were standing there practically from the moment it all took place. And then didn't do anything until the guy hits him over the head. I mean, Trump didn't say that part, but I'm adding that part.
Yeah.
You know, he just says like, you know, but so, okay. So here's a video from a helicopter of the broken window. We'll get into why this is weird in a second here. So Lindsay, can you show this? There's no sound. And I'll be honest, it is a little bit hard to see from this angle.
You can see all the glass in front of the door.
You can see glass in front of the door, but you can also see glass inside the door too. And then you have the door that is wide open on the left. This is why it doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I don't know. I guess the police. Well, there could have been a lot of things, the reason why that door is open. But honestly, this can all be solved in a matter of like 2 seconds. There's 28 video cameras around the house.
Somebody's seen that footage.
Just put the footage out there. Like, end of story. Shut up all of conspiracy theorists and Trump and everyone else and just say, here's the damn footage. But there hasn't been a single second of video of the 28 cameras that have been released.
Somebody's seen that footage.
Yeah. I'm. They probably don't want it out, but the excuse from the authorities is that because it's an ongoing investigation, they can't release any of the footage, which I can kind of understand. But if you just want to shut up the conspiracy theories, just throw it out there. But then you have Dinesh D'Souza saying this, and Rob, you could read Dinesh D'Souza's response.
He said, one, assailant in his underpants. Two, Paul Pelosi knows his name and tells police he's a friend. Three, assailant asks where's Nancy to make sure she's not home. Four, Pelosi takes bathroom break from spat and makes 911 call. Conclusion, this guy was a sex partner or male prostitute.
I've heard that.
Okay. You know, the theory that this guy was a prostitute, which seems very likely to me, but it's very funny the way he put all that together.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not trying to jump to any conclusions. What I'm trying to figure out is like, I'm trying to follow a timeline.
You're not trying to pound the pavement.
Okay, here's Tucker Carlson breaking this down in 45 seconds, why this doesn't make sense, why the official narrative just has so many holes in it that we're trying to fill.
Highly unsurprising thing about David DePape. He's also an illegal alien. Today, Fox's Bill Malugin learned that DePape, who was originally from Canada, has long overstayed his visa, so he is currently in this country illegally. So to restate, the perpetrator in this violent crime against Paul Pelosi is a mentally ill, drug-addicted, illegal alien nudist who takes hallucinogens and lives in a hippie school bus in Berkeley with a BLM banner and a pride flag out front. So take those uncontested facts and let them rattle around your brain for a moment until a recognizable pattern emerges. What does this sound like to you? If you guessed, this is obviously a textbook case of homegrown right-wing extremism, well, then obviously you've been watching a lot of cable news today. Here's a selection.
So I found his. So there are photos of his home, and let's see. I was trying to put this in order of how I thought we would kind of go with this, but it's not. Man, there's so much stuff that actually I found with this. So Lindsay, are you able to find his photos of his home? In the doc, I'm even trying to figure out where they are. But and honestly, Jack Posobiec.
Posobiec.
So he said some really interesting things too. So let's backtrack here for a second. First, you have Hillary Clinton coming out. And she's talking about this, you know, like how horrible this is. And this guy is like a right wing conspiracy theorist and blah, 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 you know. And then Elon Musk in a now deleted tweet responded to her and even said that there's kind of like more than meets the eye here and posted a link. And everyone's blasting him for posting this link and how he deleted this. So this is what Hillary Clinton said. The Republican Party and its mouthpieces now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking but not surprising that violence is the result. As citizens, we must hold them accountable for the words and actions that follow. Now, and this is Elon's deleted tweet. There is a tiny possibility that there might be more to the story than meets the eye. And then he posts this article, which we can get into here in a minute. The problem I have, and let's just say, okay, even if that was true about this guy, look at Biden's speech, and the reaction to Biden's speech was that one dude ran over a 19-year-old thinking that he was doing something good, and the media just like ignores it, you know? And it's like, okay, what is really going on here? And then it's like what we're saying, like nothing is adding up with this. And why is like Hillary Clinton making a comment about this? So this is the this is the link that Elon shared. The awful truth: Paul Pelosi was drunk again and in a dispute with a male prostitute early Friday morning. The article has been taken down online.
No, but I think the reason why the article was taken down was that as soon as Elon Musk posted that, they probably got like 3 million hits like in a couple of hours right away. Yeah. And it probably broke the site. And then they just decided to keep it down probably.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too, because yeah, you couldn't go to it anymore. And this article does present a theory, and it's like in this article, it says, quote, okay, here's the theory as related to me by a source. This guy is a Castro nudist. It's a group of radically gay male prostitutes. The police did not come in response to an alarm. They came in response to a wellness check. So someone called them to check on Pelosi. That's what this article is kind of stating. Now, you know, again, whether this happened or not, it's hard to say. But we do know that this guy was a hemp jewelry maker and literally a Castro promoting nudist protester.
So how is this guy a far right dude if he's a commie who promotes Castro and he has a BLM sign up?
That is the big question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how is it, like, why is she's literally lying in her tweet where she's calling other people liars? It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So if we go, can you pull up this article? Actually, Lindsay, you don't even have to pull up this article. Just pull up there's like the Paul Pelosi story makes no sense and the public needs answers. There's some photos in the bottom of this, but what this basically describes in this article, yeah. Okay. So you can scroll down a little bit. And there's the house. You can click on, can you click on that Twitter link right there? So right away there's, you know, you can kind of see what's going on with his home. And you know, he was dubbed by the hippie collective, by the neighbors. So click on that photo, Lindsay, so we can see it big. There's a, you know, LGBT flag right in front in the window. And actually, nice. I have links in here, Lindsay, the 1, 2, 3, 4, these links in here, each of these show different photos of the home and different perspectives. But in the window, there's a sign that says Black Lives Matter. That school bus is the bus that he was living in that's parked at the home. there's another sign that says some other stuff about unity and no violence and things like that. I don't see anything that says pro-Trump, QAnon. I mean, this says Black Lives Matter. I really don't understand how they're getting this crazy narrative.
It's so obvious something weird is going on, and they're just trying to protect the reputation of that family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So... yeah. And so the CEO of Daily Wire had an amazing thread with this. And I kind of took some of the points, and Rob, you can, if you want to read some of this, what he wrote, I'll read the first one. So his name is Jeremy Boring, and he's the CEO of Daily Wire. And so this is kind of a thread, but I kind of took different parts of this. He says, journalism is dead. 20 years ago, every major publication would have had boots on the ground chasing the facts in the Paul Pelosi story, questioning the narrative, interviewing everyone, even tangentially connected, demanding transparency, and release the calls and footage.
Yeah, so he goes on to say, you can scroll down, Lindsay.
Well, yeah, okay.
Questioning the powerful was the media's raison. How do you pronounce that? Raison d'entre? D'entre? I can't remember. But anyway, sure, they were biased to the left, but they had some self-respect and took their role in society seriously more often than not. And they didn't believe that role was to be agents of social change. You can just scroll, Lindsay. You don't need to click on it. He then goes on to say, the people were less prone to paranoia back then because the press was more paranoid, much more. They questioned everything. The people assumed the press was on the job, sniffing out the lies and finding the truth. So conspiracy theories weren't just plausible and rarely stuck. Conspiracy theories just weren't plausible and rarely stuck. Now the press, aided by big tech, has embraced their new role as agents of social change. Now they both actively and through indifference run cover for the left. They aren't interested at all in what happened to Paul Pelosi. Any new detail could change the left's narrative, so there will be no new details. Maybe it all happened about like they say, but they're certainly afraid it didn't. So best not to look into it. Move along. The consequence of this betrayal is clear. The people will become more and more paranoid and conspiratorial, and the media will run more and more stories about how the people are the real threat to democracy, and the fundamental transformation will continue apace.
Yeah, I think the really big part for me is just how he's really saying the media, the tech, all of this is working together. Like he says, maybe it all happened about like how they say, but they're certainly afraid it didn't. So best not to look into it, move along. In other words, it's like they have their now official narrative, and anything that questions that goes against that or whatever, it's just like, they don't even want to bring it up anymore.
Yeah.
And they just like close the book. End of story. You know, but the thing is like, and everyone's up in arms about this, but actually we have to play a trailer and then we'll kind of get into just the hypocrisy of all of this, especially when you start thinking about Brett Kavanaugh and what happened to him.
Yeah. And this trailer, you guys, is going to be on a documentary style video that we did called False Flags, all about potentially things being set up and things not being so haphazard. Yeah. So check out this trailer. Nothing actually makes sense about the 2017 shooting, especially Campos's story. Our findings on this even shocked us at Edge of Wonder, and it showed that all of what we learned is connected.
Here is the real drop of the hammer.
The real kicker here was what Hodge posted at 12:27 a.m. on October 2nd.
This showed how much they messed up on the timeline when they were recounting all these events. And after watching a lot of videos, a lot of this doesn't add up.
How in the world are we not seeing any of this footage? The only reason I can think of is because it would show what actually happened.
But there is still more to all of this. So, guys,
go ahead.
Sorry,
you go.
Okay, well, you can find that on rise.tv along with our other documentaries and all of our Edge and Wonder shows for those of you watching on Rumble or just subscribing to our Rumble channel. And please make sure you do subscribe to our Rumble channel for those of you watching on Rumble. And if you're listening to our podcast, please give us a 5-star review so we can continue making awesome content for you guys. All right. So, you know, I was kind of reading the chat and during the trailer break, and it's like a lot of people are bringing up like, why do they need to make this a political issue? Like, honestly, I could care less. Like, okay, even if this is what happened, like he hired a prostitute, maybe a drug deal, someone on Grindr, possibly. Who knows? Something goes sour, something goes bad, and something happens. And all of a sudden it has to be made in this like political agenda. And it's like, well, whatever, dude, like no one cares anyway. It's like, except when you have to make it into a political agenda, then it's like, we all of a sudden care. And And then when the narrative doesn't add up, it's like, what the heck is really going on with this? So, and the weird thing is this David, what is his name again? De Pepe. So the weird thing is that it seems like whenever anything happens, like we have the Las Vegas shooting specifically, any of the more recent shootings where people, where we're not really quite sure what the narrative is, all their social media accounts get taken down instantly. You know, it's almost like they get taken down. It almost seems like they get taken down before even anything happens. I can't find anything on social media on this guy. And yet they're saying he's been posting all this crazy stuff. And it's like, where is this crazy stuff that he's posting? And then they're saying, oh, it's blog sites and everything else. And that's what we really went hard into today, looking at his blog sites. And there's some explosive information, because I know you like that word, Rob, that we found that goes against the whole narrative of everything that everyone is talking about. That doesn't make any sense, and nothing adds up with that. And we can debunk that, actually, but we're going to talk about that on Rise TV, because I don't want anyone to go after us talking about this stuff. But the weird thing is, like, okay, where's his tweets that he's posting and everything else? Like, his Twitter account's taken down, his Facebook account is taken down. They're saying he had a Facebook account, and it's like his friends and family are saying that. But it's like, where are they? And that's just what I find so strange about all these things that happen. They're like, oh, he's a right-wing extremist, but we can't show you what his tweets were because they're too bad. But, you know, but it's like on the other spectrum of things. So this is interesting because Rob, you want to read this too?
Yes, this is from Lee Fong. And he said, Facebook and Twitter created special portals for the government to rapidly request takedowns of content. The portals, along with NGO partners, used to censor a wide range of content, including obvious parody accounts and content disagreeing with government pandemic policy. Yeah. And this is what happened. I mean, all they have to do is give Zuckerberg a call and something's going to get taken down really quick.
So, yeah, this is an email exchange with Twitter's Vijara. I'm not sure who she was in Twitter, but I guess she was somebody important.
That was the woman that I think got Trump taken down, right? She's the legal
one. Oh yeah, I think you're right. So this is the DHS and private sector, and they're having a Twitter exchange with this, and basically it's confirming that they're collaborating with each other.
Lindsay, can you scroll down so we can see that?
I can't see the text image. If you want to click, oh, I can't read it on my screen. Maybe you can read it, Rob. Sorry. Yeah,
so it says, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. And sorry I didn't ring last week. Think you were on the call this week. Just trying to get us in a place where Fed can work with platforms to better understand the mis-dis trends so relevant agencies can try to pre-bunk, debunk as useful. Not our mission, but I was looking to play a coordination role. It says cord role. Not every DA is independently reaching out to platforms, which could cause a lot of chaos. And then the response is, was on the call. The coordination is greatly appreciated. Was disappointed that platforms, including us, didn't offer more. We'll get there. And sector leadership had zero questions. We'll get there. And that kind of leadership really helps. Platforms have got to get more comfortable with the government. It's really interesting how hesitant they remain. Again, Microsoft included.
So crazy. So in other words, you know, it's like when certain things like this happen, the government can get involved and ask them to take down certain things. Now, what's weird is that you would think that Elon, they would, like, all this stuff exists on the back end. So Elon would be able to go in, and if this dude had a Twitter account, they would be able to see everything.
Yeah, wouldn't Elon have access to that Twitter account and everything that guy was?
I mean, he would now. that's what makes this kind of a very interesting conversation now. And that's why, to me, when Elon posted that, he might be seeing things now that, you know, it's just not public stuff. And that's why, to me, I'm like, dude, this guy owns Twitter now. He sees everything. So we just can't like brush this off as a conspiracy theorist. You know, obviously he's posting it for a reason. He took it down because everyone went after him. But, you know, this is kind of interesting too. So this is kind of like something that's been floating around the internet. And this guy named Brian Simpson, he posted this, but he says, nice one, Nancy Pelosi, because he's like responding to Nancy Pelosi. And he says, try like January 6th. You can't spend this one. Maybe your boys at the FBI will lose this one like Seth Rich
evidence. Like the Seth Rich, yeah. Rich evidence.
So this is this post. Lindsay, if you want to bring this up. It's just the one, yeah, click on. So this post, you know, again, I'm not trying to say this is what's happening or this is what happened or anything else. We're just trying to piece everything together. So it goes on to say, if we were to believe the media, a rainbow flag waving nudist prostitute got up at 2 a.m. Friday morning, decided to create two random websites with hundreds of posts about QAnon and Big Brother in the dead of night, all in the same night, because the website was created that night. That's what's weird. And we'll get into that later. Then stripped down to his underwear, grabbed a hammer and jogged all the way to Nancy Pelosi's house. And miraculously breached two layers of max level Secret Service security designed to protect the third most powerful person in the world with nothing but a hammer and his tidy whities. And finally shouted, "Where's Nancy?" before smacking Paul in the head with a hammer in front of the cops, no less, without being absolutely riddled with bullets. The guy's basically Jason Bourne, apparently. He could breach two layers of federal security in an assassination attempt, but didn't bother to check if Nancy was even in the country.
I think the important thing to note is he's better than Jason Bourne, because not only did he break through those two layers of federal security, he did it in his underwear.
That's amazing to me.
He didn't have like the pen on him to like kill someone, you know. It was just his underwear. Impressive.
Yeah.
What was his weapon, the skid marks on his underwear? I don't know, Ben, you tell me.
Dude, I don't know either. Like I said, nothing is adding up, and I just wish they would release the security footage to like shut us all up and say, here it is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, how in the world could someone just break into somebody's house like this? I mean,
well,
this is just one step.
He didn't break in. He was let in.
That's the thing that doesn't make any sense, right? And you know, and then like the breaking the window aspect, there's this whole different thing out there saying like, did someone just break the window to appear like he broke in, and that's why they broke the window? And if they were standing inside the window and they broke the window, it's like, oh, we should break the window because then it looks like a break-in.
And are we really comfortable with believing anything the San Francisco police says when San Francisco is that big of a mess right now?
That's what I'm saying. And like getting back to Brett Kavanaugh, it's like, dude, he had somebody literally go after him that was thwarted, you know? And it's like, dude, and the media just downplays it and blames him. It's like his fault or something like that. And that's it. And this dude, like, this was a serious situation this guy was facing and his family. And on top of that, all those justice people that were being leaked their addresses, like doxed online, saying, oh, if something happens, I'm not to blame, but here's the address of so-and-so justice person, you know? And it's like, nothing happens. And then it's like, this is just, it's just so weird.
Yeah. The social media accounts being unavailable and these websites that magically appear during the night are very strange. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Ben, when as soon as I heard that his house was broken into, this is what's crazy, is immediately I was like, they're going to say he's a QAnon conspiracy theorist. I knew it right away.
I thought the same thing. I saw it the exact same thing.
And I was just like,
I thought
if
the same
he was, thing. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, say it.
Yeah.
Like, be truthful.
Right.
But there was literally zero evidence of that, and they did it anyway.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like he created, his website was created the day of the night of the attack. And that's what we're going to get into, you guys, on Rise TV, because nothing adds up. Then there's posts that are dated months ago, but the website wasn't even created until the night of the attack. So how could there be posts months ago? Like none of this adds up. And there, we have solid evidence of that. We found out some more things related to this, and looking back on who really owns this website, where it's registered. And I even called a phone number to see what I could find.
Ah, really?
Yeah, I did. So we're going to show all of that on Rise TV.
All right.
So
why don't we just get over to Rise TV so we can have a more open conversation about this. All right, you guys, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.TV, where we'll get deeper into the controversies and conflicts getting stirred up in the news. We'll be sharing the information we found about Pelosi's attacker, his supposed blog, and the weird facts that just don't add up. Like, what was really going on with that hammer? So join us on Rise.TV for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A. Don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors just don't want you to hear. And if you're listening to our podcast, remember to leave us a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people. Now, please check out this trailer for Plagued, our series about what happens when societies and people turn corrupt, and then join us on Rise.TV.
A bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history, and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
All right, all right, all right.